Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Tuesday, May the 4th. Happy Star Wars Day. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Peggy Slappy Properties. A grandfather and his two grandchildren escaped an overnight fire in Lawrenceville. Barrow County deputies and the GBI are looking for suspects in a possible road rage shooting that left one person dead on Highway 316. Comedian Jeff Foxworthy's Johns Creek Estate sold after 6 months on the market. The annual ban that places limits on outdoor burning is now in effect. A two-year-old child was shot inside a Conyers apartment during an argument by two men outside. And Gwinnett County has created a commission to oversee the county's environmental sustainability needs. Plus, we'll hear from the Aurora Theater in Lawrenceville and find out how it's coming back to life.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's so exciting to finally, you know, it's baby steps, but we're getting back to the business of entertaining. So I'm so excited.
Has the time come for you and your family to buy or sell a new home? Peggy Slappy Properties is here to help. Peggy and the team have been in Gwinnett and surrounding areas for 38 years, helping folks just like you and me. Peggy Slappy Properties consist of more than 35 realtors that realize fostering strong relationships with community is the key to their business. They work with you regardless of circumstance. Residential homes are newly built. They have listings all over the county. In today's climate, you hear a lot of noise from others on how they can help you. The difference at Peggy Slappy Properties? They're buying and selling for neighbors, family, and friends. Don't you believe you'll get the most value from a team that knows the lay of the land? Visit Peggy Slappy Properties online at psponline.com or give them a call at 770-271-5555. That's 770-271-5555. Peggy Slappy Properties delivers the very best in Gwinnett and Georgia real estate because you deserve no less.
A grandfather and two of his grandchildren escaped after a fire early Sunday morning destroyed two homes off of Lawrenceville-Suwannee Road in Lawrenceville. Firefighters responded at 2 a.m. to a neighbor's report of a house fire at the 200 block of Twin Brook Way Northwest in unincorporated Lawrenceville. Two single-story, single-family residences were fully engulfed in flames, and heat from the blazes had started to extend to neighboring houses. The gentleman and his grandchildren were able to escape to the backyard, and during their escape, the older gentleman did sustain injuries and was transported to an area hospital while the children's parents arrived and took them into their care. Barrow County deputies and the Georgia Bureau of Investigations are looking for suspects in a possible road rage shooting on Highway 316 that resulted in the death of one Athens man and another one being taken to a hospital early Saturday morning. 20-year-old Katravian Tyvon Cole died at the scene of the shooting. Another man, who officials have not identified, was also discovered at the scene with gunshot wounds, and he was taken to a nearby hospital. It's unclear why the shooting occurred, although sheriff's office officials initially said it was called in by a 911 caller as a potential road rage incident. Comedian Jeff Foxworthy sold his house in Johns Creek. The Riverside Estate and Country Club of the South was listed for just under $3 million and was on the market for 6 months.
If you've been on television more than five times describing what the tornado sounded like, you might be a redneck.
The house features amenities such as floor-to-ceiling windows, a cascading two-story waterfall and main-level pool, steam showers, a brick-arched butler's pantry, an in-law suite, a water garden, and more. You can see photos of the house at GwinnettDailyPost.com. With the arrival of May comes the arrival of something else in Gwinnett County, the annual burn ban. Gwinnett fire officials announced that the burn ban for 2021, which prohibits outdoor burning until September 30th. The ban on burning of yard and land debris is required by the Georgia Environmental Protection Division to meet requirements mandated under federal clean air regulations. Although the burn ban will be in place for the next 5 months, there are some activities, such as campfires and barbecue grilling, that residents will still be allowed to do without having to first obtain a permit. To see a full list of restrictions and fires that require a permit, please visit GwinnettDailyPost.com.
Save money when you finance your next vehicle with Georgia United Credit Union. With our low rates, we can help you keep more money in your wallet. Qualified borrowers can enjoy rates as low as 1.99% APR. We have an easy online application, quick approval times, and flexible payment terms for qualified borrowers. Visit gucu.org/low rates. All loan programs, rates, terms, and conditions may vary and are subject to change without notice. Call 888-493-4328 for details.
Hello.
Okay.
Is this on?
Yeah. Go ahead.
This is an important announcement from R.S. Andrews.
Hi, I'm Dari.
And I'm Ben. We are not magicians.
Customers may say we perform magic,
bringing tired AC systems to factory fresh specs.
Thanks to our R.S. Andrews Mega Tune-Up.
It's pretty magical.
Mega, not magic.
It's a comprehensive exam of your entire system.
From your evaporator inside,
to your condenser outside,
and everything in between.
That's how R.S. Andrews helps systems perform like the day they were installed.
For just $99.
It may seem like magic,
but it's really our clean screen, trained and timely R.S. Andrews techs.
Casting a spell over your system.
Not casting any spell.
Just kidding.
We even check your thermostats.
We check every part of your system.
To keep it cooling all summer.
Because it's not just a tune-up.
It's a R.S. Andrews Mega Tune-Up.
Just $99.
You call, we come.
You're cool all summer.
Guaranteed.
Like magic.
Not magic.
How can we make you smile today?
He's Ben.
He's Dari.
We're RSAndrews.com.
Rockdale County Sheriff's investigators are trying to determine what led to the shooting of a toddler last week. The 2-year-old is reported to be in serious condition at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. The shooting occurred at the Ashford apartment homes Thursday afternoon. The deputies arrived at the home to find a 2-year-old boy shot in the head. A fight between a tenant and an apartment complex employee took place before the shooting. Investigators believe the two men were arguing outside an apartment while the 2-year-old was inside the apartment when he was injured. Gwinnett County Commissioners are launching a new body to evaluate the county's environmental sustainability needs both now and in the future. The new 5-member Gwinnett County Sustainability Commission will be required to produce at least one annual report that looks at Gwinnett's sustainability practices and programs and makes recommendations for the future. Those recommendations would include infrastructure needs and how feasible proposed approaches to sustainability would be. It would also look at the quality of life and possible economic benefits and impacts from sustainability practices. The commission will also be tasked with handling public education and outreach concerning sustainability issues, as well as ways that the community can reduce its impact on the environment. And now community reporter J.P. Edwards is with Al Stilo of the Aurora Theater in Lawrenceville.
At Aurora Theater, we've been planning to welcome back audiences. It's been paramount for us to make sure that even given what governmental restrictions are, that we're doing the right thing, you know, and welcoming back not just audiences, but artists into a safe environment. So we started at Christmas having some in-person stuff, learning from those performances to where now we are up to about 90 seats out of 250 in our main stage of socially distanced seating. If you do come to the theater, we do require you to wear a mask. We do ask that you try and observe social distancing. And we do take your temperature at the door. With an abundance of caution and care for our patrons and our artists, you know, we're working our way back so that we don't have a situation where we're not able to perform or we have to, once again, disrupt performances because of the virus.
Al Stilo is the director of sales and marketing for the Aurora Theater. The Aurora Theater is the second largest professional theater company in the state, and it's right in Lawrenceville. Now, Al, tell me about the summer camps. How can the kids get involved, and what can they learn, and who's going to teach them?
We're so excited to welcome students back in the building this summer. So last summer we did virtual camps, but as you know, if you have a child, virtual school, virtual anything is worn very thin. So what we've done is we're doing our full slate of camps starting the first week in June and going through the end of July. We have 1, 2, and 3 week camps. We have camps in musical theater, and other, you know, performance art opportunities. If you go to the website, auroratheater.com, and check out the camp offerings. And what we've done to make students safe is, again, there's going to be a mask policy. And then we cut the camps to 50% of their typical capacity. So a lot of these campsite class sizes are going to be as small as 8 people per class. And our big camp, which we usually kick off the summer with a huge musical that the kids do, we're actually moving that to the end of the summer when hopefully, again, we'll be closer to that herd immunity. And this summer, we're going to be doing Disney's Moana with music by Lin-Manuel Miranda. And the kids are excited. I mean, when you tell them you're going to be doing Moana, they know the movie. When you say Lin-Manuel, everybody knows Hamilton. Spots are definitely filling up. So parents, I know this is the time that you're looking to, you know, lock in to those dates and times that work with your travels this summer for the kids' camp. So definitely go to auroratheater.com, check out the offerings we have. And again, every class that we offer is taught by professional theater artists. So not only are the kids going to be in a world-class professional theater venue, but they're going to be taught by teaching artists who are also working professionals in the art.
Al Stilos from the Aurora Theater in Lawrenceville. And Al, the pandemic has affected the theater. Please tell me ways us here in the community can support the Aurora Theater.
The most painless way and the best way for us to make sure that we're engaging you where you are is to go to our website and to sign up for our email list. Because as we ramp back up, we are going to be doing a diverse amount of programming. At our peak, we were doing 850 events a year. So no matter what you enjoy doing in the arts, we were probably doing something that catered to your taste. And so definitely get on that website, because when we start doing things, when we open up the Lawrenceville Performing Arts Center, there's going to be a lot for you to be excited about. Anything that you can do to make a donation to Aurora or any arts organization that has brought joy or beauty to your life, please do, because we're all struggling. I mean, theater is about bringing people together to share ideas, stories, experiences. You know, that's the one thing that the pandemic has been so devastating. You know, not only is it a financial devastation, but in our nature, what we do is bring people together and share and experience and have that thing. And so, you know, there's an emptiness that all artists are feeling right now. And, you know, there's nothing we can do tactically to fill that pain, but just making it easier for those folks to come back when the time is right and to be, you know, at full speed for you and for the community, those dollars will go a long way. So thank you for asking.
The information's at auroratheater.com. Al Stilo, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's so exciting to finally, you know, it's baby steps, but we're getting back to the business of entertaining. So I'm so excited.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.